بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
together.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر فسبح لربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا
إنه
كان توابا. أوكي this is سورة الفتح. Okay, now inshallah I will clarify to you, you know, what is the virtues of this is Surah Al-Nasr, and I will clarify to you inshallah now what is the virtues of Surah Al-Nasr. Actually, Surah Al-Nasr is called also, it started with إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. The meaning of Al-Fatih is the conquest. Conquest. Okay, it is in this surah. It is the conquest of Mecca. Okay, so Al-Fatih is the conquest of Mecca. Okay, this one Al-Fatih. You see, the of Mecca. Yes, and there is there was a different point of view about this, the meaning of Al-Fatih. But the most of the scholars they agreed that it means the conquest of Mecca. Why? Because actually the different areas of the Arabs were waiting for the conquest of Mecca before they would accept Islam. They said, if he Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is victorious over his people, then he is a true prophet. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the victory over the Mecca, all the other tribes, they entered into the religion of Islam in crowds. Thus, 2 years didn't pass after the conquest of Mecca before the peninsula of the Arabs was laden with fish. All the peninsula of the Arabs was, most of the people become Muslims. All of this because all the tribes were waiting for the Meccan people. If the Meccan people accept the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them they accepted. And there didn't remain any of the tribes of the Arab except that they professed their acceptance of Islam, and all praise and blessings are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, Al-Bukhari recorded in his Sahih that Amr ibn Salma said, when Mecca was conquered, all the people rushed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to profess their Islam. The various regions were delaying their acceptance of Islam until Mecca was conquered. The people used to say, leave him and his people alone. If he is victorious over them, he is a true believer. So this is the story of Surah Al-Nasr or Surah Al-Fatih. The victory was the conquest of the Mecca. This was the victory of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as soon as Mecca, this conquest of the Mecca was done, all the tribes entered the Islam. And as Allah said, as soon as the conquest was done, all the people were entering the religion of Allah in crowds. Okay? And this is number one related to this surah. Actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that when this surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ was revealed, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, my death has been announced to me. Because he is already done. You know, the religion is already spread all over, you know, and most of the tribes become Muslim. And this was the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as soon as he did it, you know, it was a sign that his death is very close. And actually, he died during that year when this surah was revealed. Okay, and after
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say often in his bowing and prostrating, when he was bowing or prostrating, he always say, glory to you, O Allah, our Lord, and praise be to you, O Allah, forgive me. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to do. When he will observe that the people are becoming Muslim in big number, he has to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that at the last days of his life he is all the time asking for forgiveness from Allah, and he is all the time praising Allah and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, related to this surah, he said, verily, my Lord has informed me that I will see a sign in my ummah, and he has commanded me that when I see this sign, I should glorify his praises and seek his forgiveness, for he is the one who accepts repentance, and indeed I have seen it, the sign. What is the sign? The sign when there comes the help of Allah and the conquest of Al-Fatih happens. As soon as Al-Fatih happens, the conquest of Mecca happens, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows that this is the sign, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him that when this sign will happen, okay, go ahead and glorify more and ask repentance more, because his death is very close. And you see that the people enters Allah religion when this Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim conquest of Mecca happen, the people will enter the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in crowds. So glorify the praises of your Lord and ask his forgiveness. Verily, he is the one who accepts repentance and who forgives. This is recorded in Muslim hadith. Okay, so this is the information which we have to know about this surah. Okay, that as I clarified to you, related to the death, very close death of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to glorify him and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for repentance, and also that it was a sign that the people will enter the religion of Allah in crowds after the conquest of Mecca. Okay, so now inshallah we will start learning the words of the ayah of this surah one by one. We will start with the first one, which is Iza. Okay? Iza here in this surah, it means when. But also Iza in the Quran, or Iza as an Arabic word, it also means if. If or when. So let us learn it as if or when, because we learn, you know, the basics. To learn it, you know, for any surah, and to learn the basic meaning of the word. So we will now repeat 10 times. Iza, if, when. Iza,
if, when.
All of us. Iza,
if, when.
Iza,
if, when.
Iza, if, when.
Iza,
if, when.
Iza, if, when. Iza, if, when. Iza, if, when. Either, if, when.
Okay, now we will repeat it one by one.
Either, if, when.
Either, if, when.
Either, if, when.
Either, if, when.
Okay, so now number one. Either, if, when. Okay. Jaa to come.
Jaa to come. Jaa to come. Jaa to come. Jaa to come. Jaa to come. Jaa to come. Jaa to come. Jaa to come. Jaa to come. Jaa to come. Jaa to come.
Okay.
Jaa to come.
Jaa to come.
Jaa to come.
Jaa to come.
Jaa to come. Okay. So now either jaa, when comes. Okay, we will not say when to come. Okay, this is, you know, to come, it is the verb, but either jaa, when
It comes, okay? When it comes, okay? Nasr
means victory or help, okay?
In this surah, it needs victory, okay? But also Nasr is help. But mainly the word Nasr is victory, okay? This is the word Nasr is victory. Okay, so now we will say 10 times, Nasr, victory.
Nasr, victory. Nasr, victory. Nasr, victory. Nasr, victory. Nasr, victory. Nasr, victory. Nasr, victory. Nasr, victory. Nasr, victory. Nasr, victory. Nasr, victory. Nasr, victory.
Nasr, victory.
Nasr, victory.
Nasr, victory. Okay. So now, when the victory, okay, of Allah comes, you know, now we can put the words like this. So let us say it, when the victory of Allah comes.
When the victory of Allah comes.
Yeah, we repeat it 10 times. When the victory
of Allah comes. When the victory of Allah comes. When the victory of Allah comes. When the victory of Allah comes, when the victory of Allah comes, when the victory of Allah comes.
Or we can say it also, when there comes the victory of Allah. Okay? So let us also know Nasr as victory or help. Okay? So that we have a broad meaning of the word. So let us read it again. Nasr, victory, help. So that you have the two meaning of the word Nasr, either victory or help. Okay, so let us now repeat, Zainab, we will say all together, Nasr, victory, help. Okay?
Nasr, victory, help. 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 Nasr, victory, help.
Okay.
No. Nasr, victory, help.
Nasr, victory, help.
Nasr, victory, help.
Nasr, victory, help.
Nasr, victory, help. Okay, so now, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ when there comes the help of Allah. So let us say, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ it means when there comes the help of Allah. When there comes the help of Allah. Okay, so we'll say it together.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ when there comes the help of Allah. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ when there comes the help of Allah. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ when there comes the help of Allah. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ when there comes the help of Allah. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ when there comes the help of Allah. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ when there comes the help of Allah. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ when there comes the help of Allah. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ when there comes the help of Allah. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ when there comes the help of Allah.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ when there comes the help of Allah.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ when there comes the help of Allah.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ when there comes the help of Allah.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ when there comes the help of Allah. Okay, mashallah. She's our teacher. والفتح. What is the fatح? It is the conquest. Al-Fatih, conquest. No need for to say Makkah. Al-Fatih is the conquest. Okay, so now we want to say Al-Fatih, the conquest.
Al-Fatih, the conquest. Al-Fatih, the conquest. Al-Fatih, the conquest. Al-Fatih, the conquest. Al-Fatih, the conquest. Al-Fatih, the conquest. Al-Fatih, the conquest. Al-Fatih, the conquest. Al-Fatih, the conquest. Al-Fatih, the conquest.
Al-Fatih, the conquest.
Al-Fatih, the conquest.
Al-Fatih, the conquest.
Al-Fatih, the conquest. So now we will say the whole verses in Arabic, then in English. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. Okay, so let us say it.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest.
إِذَا جَاءَ اللَّهُ إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ
When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. Okay, let us say it all together.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest.
Okay, now we will move to ayah number 2. Inshallah, we'll take 2 ayahs, inshallah. وَرَأَيْتَ رَأَى to see. رَأَى to see. The letter T is you. So when you have the word رَأَيْتَ, you divide it into رَأَى. This is the verb to see. And the T, you see. Okay? So the meaning is وَرَأَيْتَ and you see. Where is and? Okay? رَأَيْتَ, you see. So now I want you to say رَأَيْتَ, you see.
Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita,
you see.
Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see.
Ra'aita, you see.
Ra'aita, you see.
Ra'aita, you see.
Okay. ورأيت ورأيت and you see الناس the people
الناس the people الناس the people الناس the people الناس the people الناس the people الناس the people الناس the people الناس the people الناس the people الناس the people Anas the people. Anas the people.
Anas the people.
Anas the people.
Anas the people.
Anas the people.
Anas the people. So now وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ and you see that the people. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ let us say وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ
Ra'aita an-nas.
And you see that the people.
And you see that they are people. Ra'aita an-nas. And you see that they are people. Ra'aita an-nas. And you see that the people. Ra'aita an-nas. And you see that they're people. Ra'aita an-nas. And you see that the 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 people.
Ra'aita an-nas. Then you see that the people.
Ra'aita an-nas, then you see that the people.
Ra'aita an-nas, and you see the people.
Ra'aita an-nas, and you see that the people.
Ra'aita an-nas, and you see that the people.
Yadkhuluna, yadkhuluna to enter.
Yadkhuluna to enter. Yadkhuluna to enter. Yadkhuluna to enter. Yadkhuluna to enter. Yadkhuluna to enter. Yadkhuluna to enter. Yadkhuluna to enter. Yadkhuluna to enter. Yadkhuluna to enter. Yadkhuluna to enter. Yadkhuluna to enter. Yadkhuluna to enter. Yadkhuluna to enter. Yadkhuluna to enter.
Yadkhuluna to enter.
Yadkhuluna to enter.
Yadkhuluna to enter.
Yadkhuluna to enter.
Yadkhuluna to enter.
Yadkhuluna to enter. Okay. Ra'aita an-nasa yadkhuluna fi. We have fi before fi.
In.
Fi
in. Fi in. Fi in. Fi in. Fi in. Fi in. Fi in. Fi in. Fi in.
Okay. Deen, religion. We have the word deen before also. Okay, but just we repeat it again.
Deen, religion. 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 Deen, religion.
Deen, religion. It is not in the paper because we have it in other surahs before, so I am not repeating, you know. So, deen, religion. Okay? So, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. It means, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion. Okay? So, now, we will finish the last word so that we can read the whole ayah. Afwajan means groups or crowds. Afwajan means groups or crowds. Okay? So, whatever more easy for you. If you want crowds, okay, let us keep it in crowds. Okay? So, afwajan, crowds.
Afwajan, crowds. Afwajan, crowds. Afwajan, crowds. Afwajan, crowds. Afwajan, crowds. Afwajan, crowds. Afwajan, crowds. Afwajan, crowds. Afwajan, crowds. Afwajan, crowds. Afwajan, crowds. Afwajan, crowds. Afwajan, crowds.
Afwajan, crowds.
Afwajan, crowds.
Afwajan, crowds.
Afwajan crowds.
Afwajan crowds.
Afwajan crowds. Okay, so now we will read the whole ayah in Arabic and then we will read it in English. We will revise it again. What is the meaning of where?
And.
When.
Where?
And.
Where?
And. Ra'aita, you see.
Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see. Ra'aita, you see.
An-nas, the people.
An-nas, the people. An-nas, the people. An-nas, the people.
Yadkhuluna, to enter.
Yadkhuluna, to enter. Yadkhuluna, to enter. Yadkhuluna, to enter.
Fi-in.
Fi-in. Fi-in. Fi-in.
Deen, religion.
Deen, religion. Deen, religion. Deen, religion.
Afwajan,
crowds.
Afwaja crowds. Afwaja crowds. Afwaja crowds.
So the meaning of the whole ayah is ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا and you see that the people enter Allah's religion Islam in crowds. So we want to say it like this in 10 times. Why? Because inshallah when you listen to this ayah, you know, from anyone reciting the Quran, or when you recite it, you have the feeling and you have the meaning of the ayah, you understand it so that you feel the meaning of the Quran, and this is how the Quran will be effective. Not just to say, you know, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and there is no meaning inside your heart, or there is no meaning inside your brain, so you will not understand anything, so there is no meaning of reading whatever you don't understand. So now, inshallah, we will say, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds. Okay? So let us now say it together.
وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion in crowds.
Islam.
Allah's
religion, Islam, in crowds.
Again, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds.
وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and you see that people entering Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds.
وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds.
No, I'm not familiar with that. What surah are you...
وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ
يَدْخُلُونَ
فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا,
فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا.
Very good, Yazina. And you see that?
And?
Mm-hmm.
And you see that the people enter in Islam in crowds.
Excellent. That's yes.
وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds.
Alhamdulillah. So let us finish the surah. Okay, so that inshallah this is better to finish it once. Okay. Fa, sabbih, fa, so. Because fa, you will find it a lot in the Quran. So fa means so.
Fa, fa, so. Fa, so. Fa, so. Fa, so. Fa so, fa so, fa so.
Sabbih, glorify.
Sabbih, glorify. Sabbih, glorify. Sabbih, glorify. Sabbih, glorify. Sabbih, glorify. Sabbih, glorify. Sabbih, glorify. Sabbah, glorify. Sabbah, glorify.
So, fasabbah means so glorify. Fasabbah means so glorify. Okay? This is fasabbah means so glorify. Okay? Let us just say sabbah, glorify. Okay? We say it already. Sabbah, glorify. Okay? Hamd is the praises. Hamd the praise. Hamd the praise. And the hamd is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word praise is only used to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the praise is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hamd is the praises. Hamd is the praise. So I want you to say hamd, praise.
Hamd, praise. Hamd, praise. Hamd, praise. Hamd, praise. Hamd, praise. Hamd, praise. Hamd, praise. Hamd, praise. Hamd, praise. Hamd, praise. Hamd, praise. Hamd, praise. Hamd, praise. Hamd, praise.
Hamd, praise.
Hamd, praise.
Hamd, praise.
Hamd, praise.
Hamd, praise.
Hamd, praise.
Hamd, praise.
Okay. Rabbaka, your Lord. Because Rabb is Lord. This is what we learned from the first surah. Rabb, Lord. The ka means, this ka means your. Okay? So, Rabbaka is your Lord. Rabbaka.
Your Lord. Rabbaka, 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 your Lord.
Rabbaka. فسبح بحمد ربك means so glorify the praises of your Lord. So we will say now فسبح بحمد ربك. All of us together.
فسبح بحمد ربك. So glorify the praise of your Lord. فسبح بحمد ربك. So glorify the praises of your Lord. فَسَبِّحْ حَمْدِكَ رَبِّكَ. So glorify the praises of your Lord. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. So glorify the praises of your Lord. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. So glorify the praises of your Lord. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. So glorify the praises of your Lord.
فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. So glorify the praises of your Lord.
فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. So glorify the praises of your Lord.
فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. So glorify the praises of your Lord.
فَسَبِّحْ حَمْد رَبِّكَ. So glorify the praises of your Lord.
فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْد رَبِّكَ. So glorify the praises of your Lord.
Okay. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Where means what?
And.
Very good. استغفر, ask for forgiveness. استغفر. From istaghfar, istaghfar is the verb. Istaghfar means ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. So ask His forgiveness. His is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So istaghfar Allah means ask Allah's forgiveness. The ha is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istaghfar who? Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because the only one you ask His forgiveness is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So istaghfirhu is ask His forgiveness. Istaghfirhu,
ask
His forgiveness.
Istaghfirhu, ask His forgiveness. Istaghfirhu, ask His forgiveness. Istaghfirhu, ask His forgiveness. Istaghfirhu, Ask his forgiveness. Astaghfirhu. 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 Ask his forgiveness.
Astaghfirhu. Ask his forgiveness.
Astaghfirhu. Ask his forgiveness.
Astaghfirhu. Ask his forgiveness.
Astaghfirhu. Ask his forgiveness.
Ask his forgiveness. Innahu, what is the meaning of in? Verily. Inna, verily. Okay? So, who is this? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, he. Innahu, verily, he.
Innahu, verily, he. Innahu, verily 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 he.
كان توابا كان توابا actually توابا is the one who forgives. Okay, توابا. Okay, because توابا, okay, from توبة, and توبة is forgiveness. So توابا is the one who forgives. توابا, the one who forgives.
توابا, the one who forgives. توابا, the one who forgives. Tawaban, 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 the one who forgives.
Tawaban, the one who forgives.
Tawaban, the one who forgives.
Tawaban, the one who forgives.
Tawaban, the one who forgives.
Tawaban, the one who forgives.
The one who forgives.
The one who forgives.
The one who forgives. Okay. Tawaban, the one who forgives. Okay. So now, inshallah, we will have the meaning of whole ayah number 3. In ayah number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. If we try to understand also the meaning of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to glorify the praises of his Lord and to ask him for forgiveness, because verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives. You ask forgiveness from the one who forgives. Okay, you cannot ask forgiveness from the one who doesn't have the power or the right to forgive. So we ask the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives. So now we will repeat together. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. So glorify the praises of your Lord and ask his forgiveness. Verily, he is the one who forgives. Okay? I will repeat it again. Okay? So, glorify the praises of your Lord and ask his forgiveness. Verily, he is the one who forgives. Okay? So, let us repeat it together in Arabic and then in English. Alhamdulillah, we finish this ayah in one session.
Let us read together.
Sabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir innahu kana tawwaba. So glorify the praises of your Lord and ask for his forgiveness. Verily he is the one who forgives. Sabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir innahu kana tawwaba. So glorify the praises of your Lord and ask for forgiveness. Verily,
he is the one who forgives. لحمد ربك واستغفره. Let us say together. فسأيسأ منه. هضربك بالقلم. قوم. سجل الكلام. فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest.
We repeat it 5 times.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. When there comes the
help of Allah and the conquest. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. And you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds. ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. And you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds. ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. And you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds. ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. And you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds. رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. So glorify the praises of your Lord and ask his forgiveness. Verily he is the one who forgives. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. So glorify the praises of your Lord and ask his forgiveness. Verily he is the one who forgives. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. So glorify the praises of your Lord and ask his forgiveness. Verily he is the one who forgives. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. So glorify the praises of your Lord and ask his forgiveness. Verily he is the one who forgives.
So now inshallah we will read the surah all in Arabic, then we will read it all in English, and alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah, alhamdulillah, we finish one surah today. So we read it together inshallah now all in Arabic.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. When comes the help of Allah and the conquest, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds, so glorify the praises of your Lord and ask his forgiveness. Verily he is the one who forgives.
Okay, alhamdulillah, we finished the surah, and inshallah.